The candidates for the Massachusetts Senate seat of the late Ted Kennedy are walking a fine line. Many of them are trying to assure voters they'll help carry out some of Kennedy's initiatives. At the same time, they need to emerge from Kennedy's shadow. And they need to do this before the December 8th primary election. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
This Senate seat has been held by John Quincy Adams, Daniel Webster, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's the first time it's been open since 1962. You'd think that this race would be full of passion and fury, but a Suffolk University poll a few days ago reveals that most people don't even know what month the primaries are, and they're just 3 weeks away. Scott Ferson, Kennedy's former press secretary, says the race has so far been more about the predecessor than the successor.
Ted Kennedy, you know, through his illness and through his death and funeral, sucked up so much of the attention. It's natural to want to connect this race as sort of the next chapter in the Ted Kennedy story.
To varying degrees, the wannabe replacements have been trying to write themselves into Kennedy's story. The Democratic frontrunner, Attorney General Martha Coakley, says she wouldn't even be running were it not for Kennedy's work against sexual discrimination.
I think whoever gets elected will probably ask himself or herself, in my case, you know, what would Ted have done in this instance and where would he have gone?
But Democrat Mike Capuano says he doesn't need to ask himself what would Kennedy do because he's already doing it as a congressman.
Bringing home the bacon. I know that's a tough term. Some people never want to hear that. Well, guess what? Ted Kennedy did it for years, proudly, rightly. And I think if we don't replace him with somebody who knows how to do it, this state will suffer.
Other candidates invoke the senator's social change. Alan Casey founded City Year, now part of the AmeriCorps service program. Casey remembers seeing Kennedy wear a red City Year jacket during his first public appearance after being diagnosed with brain cancer.
Here's a man who just was informed that he's got a terminal illness, and he's thinking enough to send a message to all the young people who are acting on their idealism. You know, I got a tear in my eye. I did.
Another candidate, Steve Pagliuca, who co-owns the Boston Celtics, likes to compare replacing Ted Kennedy with replacing the legendary Celtics coach Red Auerbach.
You know, Red will always be with us, and we'll remember the good things about Red. And Danny Ainge is trying to follow in his footsteps, and he's gotten one championship, and hopefully we'll get some more.
And then there's Scott Brown, a state senator whose good looks and overachieving family are reminiscent of the young Kennedy vitality. He just has the problem of running as a Republican to replace the Democratic figurehead. All this jockeying over Kennedy-esqueness has been maddening Massachusetts voters such as Kelly Cassa.
Boy, they're trying to be more Kennedy than the Kennedys.
Over fish and chips at an Irish pub in Brighton, Cassa says what she wants is a real hard debate on the issues. But she says she's not seeing it yet.
It's almost like watching five-year-olds play soccer. You know, they all move around in a clump, and you can't tell who's who and who's doing what and who stands out.
Massachusetts has come to expect that its senators will not fit in but will stand out.
Former Kennedy staffer and political analyst Scott Ferson says voters like Cassa are not necessarily looking to elect another Ted Kennedy, but they don't want average senators either.
I mean, we expect them to run for president. We expect them to stand out. When you look at the Lodges and the Kennedy brothers and John Kerry, they all have carved their niche.
After all, Edward Kennedy was a junior senator in 1962. It took almost half a century to build his legislative legacy. If Massachusetts' special election ever takes on a life of its own, voters will have a better chance of singling out a successor who might one day be able to say what Kennedy once said. Someone pointed out to him that he held the same seat as Daniel Webster, the great orator. Ted Kennedy could just smile and say, "What did he ever do?" For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.